MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 19, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Salem expecting growing crowds. Peabody Prayer Service supports Jewish residents.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll mention some names standing out in local sports. Rick?
Thanks, Bill. Sunny today, highs in the mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:56 p.m. There are just two more weekends in October to celebrate Halloween. Thousands of people will be visiting Salem this month. This is Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo.
Last year, Salem, over the month of October, saw just about a million visitors to our downtown throughout the course of the month. And for a city of 45,000 people, that's pretty significant. We love welcoming people to Salem. It's an important part of our economy. It's a way that we help tell our story and tell our history. But we encourage you to visit responsibly if you're here.
The MBTA has added extra trains to serve Salem, and there are satellite parking lots in the city as well as the water ferry.
But really, we want to encourage people to plan ahead, think carefully about how they're going to visit here, and if you're able to consider taking public transportation, take the train, take the ferry, come by bike, come by broom, but try not to come by car if you can avoid it. We strongly encourage you to think about leaving your car at home. We have very limited parking in Salem, and for your benefit to have a really enjoyable visit, so you're not spending time in traffic, paying a lot for parking, getting really frustrated.
Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo. Once visitors arrive in Salem, the city has a comprehensive plan to keep all visitors safe, according to Salem Police Chief Lucas Miller.
We rely on neighboring departments for mutual aid. We rely on NEMLEC, that's the Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council, the sort of regional task force. We rely on the Essex County Sheriff's Department, and we rely on a number of other departments and outfits for specialized units. Explosive ordnance detection dogs, rapid response teams, SWAT, additional bicycles, additional communications capacity, and motorcycles. The Massachusetts State Police are invaluable to us during this time, along with the FBI, the ATF, and the National Park Service.
That's Salem Police Chief Lucas Miller. There was a prayer service and flag raising held last night at Peabody City Hall to show support for the Jewish residents on the North Shore. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that one resident, Sharon Weiner, stated, "I don't even have the right words to describe my feeling of anguish and upsetness over the Hamas attacks on Israel." The city of Gloucester is hosting an energy savings fair next week. Ethan Foreman of the Gloucester Times writes today that the event is scheduled for next Tuesday, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Rose Baker Senior Center at 6 Manuel F. Lewis Street. City officials are urging residents to attend to receive help to assist them with dealing with higher heating and electric rates this winter. In Lynn, the plans for a new Pickering Middle School have been sent to the state for approval. The Daily Item reports that the Pickering Building Committee approved the submission of the schematic design packet to be sent to the Massachusetts School Building Authority. And the search for a new head librarian in Newburyport is down to one candidate. There were three finalists, but two candidates recently bowed out of the process. Jim Sullivan writes in the Daily News the final candidate will be interviewed next week, and the mayor has stated that she is an outstanding candidate for the position. Bill Newell on sports is next with a look ahead at local football and a look at the Patriots.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The 2-0 Bruins return to action tonight in San Jose against the Sharks. The Celtics preseason continues in Charlotte tonight against the Hornets. The New England Patriots will host Buffalo Sunday afternoon at 1. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones.
What I try to focus on is the process. And when you think about like trying to make plays, you usually don't. And I think that's important. I think you have to operate within the system, within yourself as a quarterback, and those things will come, you know, when you do the process right. But if you're not doing the process right, then you won't get the result.
There is Thursday night high school football tonight. First up, Bishop Fenwick to host Bishop Feehan at 6 p.m. Fenwick quarterback Braden Clifford, who stepped in following an early season injury, has been getting the job done. How has Clifford come along? This is his coach, Dave Woods.
Sure, Braden's been awesome. Braden's a very coachable kid, and he's a kid who just wants, he's a sponge. He wants to learn. He wants to get better every week, and he wants me to be hard on him. He just told me that week. Don't compliment me. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Make me work harder. So,
Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods. Kip football plays at Whittier tonight at 5:30. Both teams unbeaten in Commonwealth Athletic Conference play. Here is Kip coach Jim Rabbit on his three captains, Jovan Machado, Mornell Castro, and Chanel Gutierrez.
Yeah, the three captains. You have Mornell, Chanel, and Jovan, three leaders of this football team that have played big roles last year. And obviously this year, Chanel stepped up to play quarterback this year. We lost, obviously, Juan. Chanel stepped up big time to play quarterback for us, and he plays some receiver. We kind of move him around. He was hurt for a few weeks, and Jovan stepped in and played quarterback. And, you know, he was able to really lead the offense with his legs. And Mornell Castro, who can, he's probably the best athlete in the field anytime we step on the field, you know, does it all for us. And those guys just make it so much easier as a coach when you can put them in different spots and find ways to get them the ball. It's been hard for teams to stop, and it's the testament to their hard work and dedication.
Kip football coach Jim Rabbit. Tomorrow night, Danvers, winners of four straight, will play host to Masconomet. Danvers coach Ryan Nolan on the Masco matchup.
No one thing that since we started playing Masco maybe 6 years ago, every game's been a battle. They're always, you know, extremely athletic, tough, physical. They're well coached. They come after you on both sides of the ball. And every time we've played them, it's been a war. We know that they have some kids at the skill positions that can hurt you. We're very impressed with their defense, although they have some younger kids, you know, at the linebacker level and stuff. These kids can really play, and they look really good on film. And they've got plenty of athletes. They've got big kids as well. And the one thing we know when we play them is that they're going to come out and compete, and it's going to be a war every time we play them.
Danvers football coach Ryan Nolan. High school volleyball from yesterday. Peabody comes from behind to beat Danvers, while the Danvers field hockey team scored a big 2-1 win over Masconomet to move to 12-0-1 on the season. Today is Thursday, so that means we have the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Sports Desk shows available to you with Dom DeCastro here on the website. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Thursday, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.